I invite you to turn in your Bibles to that text, Psalm 22. We're going to look just at the first five verses, but then some other texts throughout the Scripture. As I read other texts, I'll give you some of the references. You can turn to them or just listen. Page 580, 580, 581, but we'll be on the 580 side of the page. Why should God answer my prayers? Maybe you've, from time to time, wondered that. Sometimes, perhaps, we don't ask because we think, why would God answer this prayer? As far as I've found in the Bible, there's no place, at least that I'm aware of, where the text tells us that God says, why should I answer your prayer? But there are warnings about particular characteristics, particular patterns, particular behaviors that God responds to, saying he won't answer our prayers. And my encouragement from God's Word this morning is to encourage you to give God reasons to answer your prayer. Not certainly because I want it. Not even because I need it. Not because I deserve it, but I want you to consider with me six reasons from God's Word to give to God why he should answer our prayers, and they're reasons that are based on God himself. I will confess that the idea of this sermon is not original with me. A pastor friend of mine in Australia preached it not long before we left Australia to come back to the U.S. I'm not preaching his sermon, but I think it's God's Word. So Psalm 22, verses 1 through 5, I'll read these first five verses. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Having heard from God in his word, please join me in your hearts as I lead us in prayer. Father, might our cry to you in prayer be strengthened as we consider your word this morning. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our heart together, be pleasing in your sight. We ask in the name of our Redeemer, even the Lord Jesus. Amen. Why should God answer your prayer? The first reason that I give you from the text here in Psalm 22 is to ask God to answer your prayer based on God's pattern. Based on God's pattern. That is what God has done, what God is in the business of doing. Most of you are familiar with Psalm 22. It's the cry of the psalmist, but it's also the cry of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And he cried out these words, my God, why have you forsaken me? As he prepared to lay down his life as a ransom for many. But notice what else he says. In you our fathers trusted. To you our fathers cried. You delivered them. They were rescued. This is what you do, God. I am trusting you as our fathers did. I am crying to you as our fathers did. Deliver me, God. Rescue me, God, as you did our fathers. But was Christ's prayer answered? Well, no, but yes. He was not delivered from death, but he was raised victorious. And when we think about this idea of giving God reasons to answer our prayer, it's not so that you can be assured that your prayers will always be answered as you hope and pray. The reason for giving God reasons to answer your prayer is so that you may know God better. And you and I, as our Savior was, must always be willing to pray, not my will, but yours be done. We see this same idea of praying based on God's pattern in Psalm 107. You can turn over a few pages to that. It's page 643 in the Pew Bibles. It's a psalm that calls on the people of God to give thanks to God. This repeated refrain occurs in verse 1 and 8 and 15 and 21 and 31. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. And the foundation, the context for giving God thanks is God's pattern of answering prayer. And so we have a second repeated phrase. It's in verse 6 and verse 13 and verse 19 and verse 28. Let them give thanks. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. This is the pattern of our God. His people cry to Him in trouble, and He delivers them from their distress. And so we can pray like the psalmist did. Lord God in heaven, You have a pattern of hearing Your people's cry in their distress. You have a pattern of saving Your people from their distress. And so, Lord God in heaven, hear me, hear us, save us from this particular distress, I pray. A third text that continues in this same pattern, and I promise we'll get to the other five, is Psalm 127, verse 2. Some of you know, although it's in some ways better since my accident, but it's starting to get worse, which maybe means I'm healing. I don't sleep well in the early morning. If you call my house after 8 p.m., I might be asleep, because 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, sometimes I wake up and I can't go back to sleep. And Psalm 127, verse 2 says, it's vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late, eating the bread of anxious toil, for He gives to His beloved sleep. And I can just testify that over and over, as I'm lying in bed, trying to be really still so I don't wake up my wife, hoping to go back to sleep, knowing that I need to go back to sleep, but not feeling sleep, that the words of this psalm come to my mind, come to my prayers. Lord, I need to sleep. Lord, You give sleep to those You love. And though I don't deserve it, God, You've proven over and over and over that You love me. Give me a good wife. You've given us 6 children and 19 grandchildren. You've given me work that I enjoy. Lord, You love me. And You say that You give the ones You love sleep. And I need sleep. So will You give me sleep? But even if my prayer for sleep isn't answered with sleep, I am more greatly assured of God's love. And that's even better than sleep. Give God the reason based on His pattern to answer your prayer. But what other reasons can we find? The first of these is hinted at in Psalm 22. Based on God's person. That is, who is He? The psalmist says, Lord, I'm crying out to You and I'm not heard. But what does he say there in verse 3? But You are holy. You are holy. He prays to God on the basis of the person of God. Who is God? He is the Holy One. He has a character in His person of holiness. And we can continue to reach out to God because He is holy. Because of who God is. We see that as Abraham cried out to God for Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18. You remember the account probably. We won't turn there. But God told Abraham that He was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham began to, if you will, bargain with God. God, if there's 50, will You spare the city? If there's 40, if there's 30, if there's 20. But at the beginning of that, and don't lose sight in the bargaining, don't lose sight with the beginning of Abraham's encounter with God. He says to him this, in verse 25, Genesis 18, shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right? You, God, are the judge of all the earth. You, God, always do what is right. And on the basis of knowing that God does what is right, Abraham cried out on the basis of Sodom and Gomorrah. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? That was the foundation for Abraham's prayer. And God went on to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But he rescued what the New Testament calls, who the New Testament called righteous Lot. It's a good reminder. Don't get it in your head. If I just give the right reasons, God will answer my prayers just the way I want. It doesn't work that way. Did Abraham know for sure what was just? No. But he knew that God did. And so he bargained, if you will, he pleaded, if you will, for Sodom and Gomorrah on the basis of the character of the person of God. God, you are the judge of all the earth. You do what is just. And so again, you and I can pray. Lord God in heaven, you are the judge of all the earth. You do what is right. As best as I can tell, as best as we can tell, this prayer for which we are praying is the right thing to pray for. Will you, God, do what is right? Will you answer this prayer on the basis of your person, of who you are? So pray on the basis of God's pattern. Pray on the basis of God's person. And then thirdly, pray on the basis of God's promises. Lord God, you have promised. Lord God, you have promised. Now we need to be careful. There's a caution that we need to take into account here. The Bible is full of particular promises for particular people in particular circumstances. And we can't necessarily claim those promises for us. But when we see those promises and we see those promises responded to, we can go back to God's pattern. God, you have a pattern of answering these sorts of prayers, of promises to your people. But the Bible is also full of general promises that are true for you and for me, for all of God's people in all of time. And often we summarize God's promises under the phrase, His covenant promises. Over and over, I've counseled older adults who came to Christ later in life who were praying for their children. The salvation of the children that they didn't raise in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. They didn't know to do that in their youth. And I encourage them over and over, pray for your children on the basis of God's covenant promises. Because God has said, I will be God to you and to your children after you. Pray on the basis of the promises of God. Pray on the demonstration of the power of God to reveal, to complete His promises. As the Lord has said, as the Lord has promised, the Bible is full of that phrase. As you have said, Lord, according to your word, Lord. This is not unlike a child who says, Daddy. Can we go to the park today? Daddy, you promised. Can we go to the park? Pray to God on the basis of His promises. And one of the great and glorious promises that God has given to His people, many of us know it, you've probably memorized it, Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. And so you, if you're in Christ, you can say, God, I love you. You have called me. You have saved me in Christ. I'm living in submission to Him. And you have promised, Lord, to work out all things for good. And so will you work out these particular circumstances that I face? Will you work them out for good? Or perhaps you're praying for another Christian friend. Lord, they're in a hard situation, but you have promised to work for good those who love you, those who are called. Will you work that for good? Pray on the basis of God's pattern. Pray on the basis of God's person. Pray on the basis of God's promises. And the fourth of these that I'd like to encourage you to is pray on the basis of God's program. That is not just what He's done in the past, but what He's doing now. And we see that in the Scripture. It may be harder to see it now because we don't have the secret will of God revealed to us. But we can see the way God is moving as we observe, just like you can't see the wind, but you can see its effect. And so in Acts chapter 4 and verse 20, the apostles were arrested for preaching the gospel, for preaching about this one called Jesus. They had healed a lame beggar. They were arrested, they were threatened, and this time they were released, and they began to pray. They said, God, the nations and the rulers will rage against Christ. You've told us that, but he is your king, and you will do all your holy will. So God, give us boldness that we can be involved in your program, that we can proclaim this Jesus boldly without fear. And they did. They were filled with the Spirit and they spoke boldly about Christ. This prayer based on God's program is a prayer for us to say, God, I want to be involved in what you're doing. I want my life to be engaged in the program that you have on this earth. And we can think about that in the context of our church, in the context of our families. Pray based on God's program. The fifth of these reasons I'll suggest to you, and it ties into the psalm that we'll sing following the sermon, is pray based on God's praise. Psalm 67, as we're going to see as we sing it, asks God to show mercy to us. Asks God to bless us. Asks God to shine his face upon it. It very much echoes the benediction that Aaron was to pronounce upon the people of God, that Pastor Pete pronounces week by week to us. But why? Why do we ask God to bless us? Because we like blessing? Well, of course we like blessing. But that's not the reason. The reason in Psalm 67 that the psalmist and the people of God, as we sing it, ask God to bless us so that the world will know that God is God. So that God might be praised in all the earth. God bless us so that others will come to praise you. We pray on the basis of God's praise. And that's what Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer. We end that prayer. Jesus ended that prayer. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so you go back to the beginning. God, may your name be hallowed, because you are the one who is glorious. God, may you give me today the bread that I need, so that I and others can praise you as the God who provides. God, would you forgive my sins so that I and others can praise you as the God of forgiveness? There's an interesting passage in Ezekiel 36. You can turn to it if you like. It's page 918, I believe, in the Pew Bibles. And hear the word of God. When the people came to the nations, wherever they came, they profaned my holy name. In that people said of them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they had to go out of his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations which they came. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name. As Christians, you and I know at times we grieve the holy name of God. At times we can look at the sin in our life and we might wonder, God, how can I pray? Now, if you're contentedly living in sin, you can't pray, or at least God won't listen. But if you're a repentant sinner, you can say, God, it's not based on me, but it's based on your holy name. Will you answer my prayer as undeserving as I am, because you are the God who cares about your holy name? And so act for the sake of your holy name. And so even when you sin and repent, you can expect God will answer your prayers because of his honor, because of his praise, because of his holy name. Pray based on God's pattern, God's person, God's promises, God's program, God's praise. Perhaps you've noticed a pattern. The last reason that I will give you is in many ways the ultimate reason. And I'll use a descriptive word that I wouldn't use except I wanted to match the pattern. Pray on the basis of God's paschal lamb. Pray on the basis of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Ultimately, this is the reason we give God for answering our prayers. Paul writes in Romans 8, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?" God, You've saved me in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's on that basis that I ask You to hear and answer my prayers. Jesus' repeated instruction, I hope you heard it in John 14. It's in other places throughout Jesus' teaching to His disciples, especially in the upper room as He reminded them what they needed to know before He was taken from them. If you ask in My name, I will do it. If you ask in My name, the Father will do it. Pray based on God's Paschal Lamb, on the basis of Christ's merit, not mine, not yours, on the basis of Christ's character. I can't ask for victory in sin when I'm rebelling against the character of Christ. On the basis of Jesus' objectives, not I want this new Corvette and so I ask in Jesus' name and I expect to get it. And then on the basis of Jesus' kingship. I'm not a very good subject of His Majesty Charles III or Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. But she was my queen as a dual Australian U.S. citizen, and my black suit didn't work well. Otherwise, I would be in mourning dress. The custom of the people of the realm to dress in a black suit, the men, a black tie, for 12 days, showing respect and honor for the queen who has died. And you and I must show respect and honor for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. If you are not submitting to Christ, if you have never come to Christ, if you've never pleaded with Christ to forgive your sins on the basis of His merit, then you can't pray on the basis of God's Paschal Lamb. And so I urge you to submit to His kingship, to realize that He is the best king you could submit to. And if you have, then on the basis of your submission to the kingship of Christ, you can pray. Not merely with the words as a formula at the end of your prayer, but with a heart attitude. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. I've shared this with some of you. I think most of you know, about 2 months ago, I fell off my bicycle. A fairly dramatic fall, and spent 6 days in the hospital. The first night, I'd been gutted and laid bare. I was left open because they weren't sure yet. They took my spleen. They weren't sure if they were going to have to take my kidney. And I hurt. On the Ed scale, it was the most pain I've ever faced. On the scale of world pain, it was probably very small. But during that long, dark night, I prayed. Not because I'm some super spiritual guy, but because I was desperate for God to hear me. And I just prayed three simple prayers over and over. Sometimes out loud. I was alone in an ICU room. I could pray out loud if I wanted to. And I wasn't thinking about giving God reasons, but as I reflect on those prayers, I find the reasons on which I could base those prayers. And so I encourage you, don't think, oh, I have to give God reasons. He won't answer my prayer if I don't give Him reasons. No. But you need to know the reasons that God should answer your prayer. You need to know what His pattern is. You need to know what His promises are. You need to know what His progress is. You need to know who He is. You need to know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And on the basis of that, I prayed that long, painful night. And I prayed three prayers. Lord Jesus,
will you suffer with me? Lord Jesus, will you suffer with me? Secondly, Holy Spirit, will you ease the pain or strengthen me so that I can take the pain? And Father, will you care for me as the wounded child I am? Why could I pray, Lord Jesus, suffer with me? Because that's his pattern. That's what he does. He tells us that he suffers with his people. Why could I pray, Holy Spirit, help me? Because Jesus promised to send a helper. And it's not merely for physical help, but it's not devoid of physical help. Why could I pray, Father, care for me as a wounded child? Because that is who God is. He is my Father. That is his pattern. He cares for his children. And so I prayed over and over through that night, those three prayers. And the pain didn't abate. But I knew that God was with me. And that was enough. That was enough. Do you ever wonder, God, why should you answer? Let me encourage you to pray and give God reasons. Give God reasons based on his pattern, on who he is and what he has done, on his person, on who he is, on his promises. Lord, you've said that you would do this. On his program, this is the work that you're about, Lord. Let me be involved in it. On his praise, God, answer my prayer so that you are praised. And on God's Paschal Lamb, it's in the name of Jesus that I come submitted and praying. Let me encourage you to use these reasons, maybe these verses, but I encourage you to an exercise of looking for other verses in the Scripture that follow this pattern. And use those reasons based on who God is, why he should answer your prayer, and pray. Pray with confidence that God will be with you and will hear your prayers and will answer according to his will. Please pray with me now. Our Father in heaven, you are the Holy One. You are the God who answers the prayers of your people. You are the God who blesses. You are the God who has given us Christ. How could we imagine that you would withhold what we need? And so, God, strengthen our faith. Encourage us in our prayers. Remind us more and more of who you are and who we are in relation to you so that we might pray and give you reasons to answer our prayer. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the only Redeemer. Amen.